Okay, let's get cracking. Today we're going to be continuing in the fourth parak of Maseches Trumos. Today we're going to be learning Parak Dalet Mishnah Zayin and Parak Dalet Mishnah Ches. As we've discussed a little bit until now, on a Midda'araisa level and a Torah level, if we have a mixture and we have some Truma produce mixed with some chul and some regular produce, so on a Midda'araisa level, there is a concept called bitul berov, that as long as the majority of what you have is permitted, is allowed, then it nullifies, then it cancels out the stuff that you would not be allowed to eat, in this case, the truma. However, on a Midda'rabbanan level, we have something called meduma, that in the case of truma mixed with chulin, we need, and as we'll see in this mission, there are different opinions, but approximately a 100 to 1 ratio of the truma and the good produce that you're allowed to eat. You'd have 100 times more good produce that you are allowed to eat to the truma that you're not allowed to eat. And even when you have that ratio, let's say you have 1 sa' of truma and you have 100 sa' of regular food that's allowed, but you still need to remove the 1 sa' of truma from the pile as well. So that's the halacha of meduma. We're going to learn in this mission there are 3 opinions regarding exactly what the ratio is to permit this bitul, to permit you eating from this mixture when you have a little bit of a truma mixed in with the chulin. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Rabbi Eliezer says, truma ola be'echad umeya. That truma works, that you're allowed to eat the produce when you have a 100 to 1 ratio, when you had 101 saw, let's say, one of those saw being truma. So you have 100 saw of regular food, you have 1 saw of truma, then that's the type of mixture. You have 100 times more chulin, more regular food that you're allowed to eat, then truma, which you're not allowed to eat, only kohanim can eat it, that would be permitted. That's the case of meduma, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yehoshua, Omer Rabbi Yehoshua says a second opinion, b'meya ve'od, he's a little bit more lenient, he's a little bit more mekel, and he says that you need 100 saw in total, ve'od, and a little bit more. Ve'od ze'ein lo shir, and there's no exact measurement for this ve'od, as long as you have, according to Rabbi Yehoshua, 100 and a little bit in total, which means you have 1 saw of truma and 99 and a little bit left over of chulin, says Rabbi Yehoshua, that mixture, that's the halacha of meduma, and you would be allowed to eat the mixture in that situation. You have approximately 99 and a little bit times more than the truma. Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam Omer, but Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam says a third opinion, who's a little bit of a very similar opinion to Rabbi Yehoshua, and he says, ve'od kav lemeyasa. So Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam agrees with Rabbi Yehoshua and says that it can be 99 ve'od. If you have b'meya ve'od, you have this 100 in total, but you have 99 chulin, 99 regular crops, and you have a little bit more. But he says the ve'od has to be a kav, which is a sixth of a saw. And the Mishnah concludes by saying, Shesus limidameya, that if you want meduma to work, this ve'od, this little additional amount that has to be there, has to be a sixth of whatever the truma that fell in is. So in this case, we're talking about a saw of truma, and a sixth of a saw is a kav. So Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam says that you have to have 99 times the amount of chulin than truma, ve'od, and an additional sixth of the amount of truma that fell in. So that's the 3 machlokas in our mission between Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yehoshua, and Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam. We ultimately pass, and as we'll see, the assumption is, generally speaking, like Rabbi Eliezer, namely, you need a 100 to 1 ratio, 100 times the amount of chulin, as there is truma, in order for meduma to work, in order for bitul to work, in order for this mixture to be allowed to be eaten, when you have a mixture of regular food and truma that fell in. Now, as we continue with Parak Dalet Mishnah Ches, we're going to be discussing various cases where the truma that fell in is perhaps a different size or shape or color than some of the other regular chulin crops that are in the pile. And the question ultimately is going to be, if the regular crop that fell in is a different type, it's a different color, it's a different shape, it looks different, so you're not going to get confused. I know that I had, as we'll see, a white fig, and there are only black figs in there, so we would have thought that there's a mixture of black and white figs in there, so I would think that you cannot combine the other type of color, the other type of fig, because I know for a fact that my fig, my truma fig, isn't part of that. So let's see the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehoshua Omer, Rabbi Yehoshua says, Te'enim shchoros malos es ha-levanos, levanos malos es ha-shchoros. If we have, in the first case, we have white truma figs, he says that the black figs can be included with the white figs in order to create this 100-to-1 ratio. We have 50, let's say, black figs, 50 white figs. I know for a fact that the truma fig that fell in was white, but we're still allowed to include the black figs in that calculation of the meduma. And the same is true. He says if you have black figs of truma that fell in, you can include the white figs of truma, you can include the white figs of chulin in that calculation of 100-to-1 in order to create a situation of meduma. Even though technically the other color should not be included. If I have white figs that fell in, black figs shouldn't be included in the calculation of 100-to-1 because I know for a fact that those black figs were not the truma figs. But we still say, nevertheless, as the Bar Tanura points out, that because once we mash all of these figs together, they're all going to look the same. Therefore, we assume that it's fine that we can allow the calculation to work, and that we can allow the meduma to work, even though we're dealing with different types and different colors of figs. Now we're going to deal with different sizes of figs. Igule devela, if we have these round fig cakes, we have different size figs. So hagadolim malim es haketanim, v'haketanim malim es hagadolim. That says says Rabbi Yeshua, that even though you have a mix, he says that even though, let's say, you have small truma figs that fell in, the big figs can still be included with the small figs for the calculation of meduma. The same is true if I have big figs that fell in of truma, we can allow the small figs to be part of the calculation, he says, in order to create the situation of meduma, in order to allow the bittul, the nullification of the truma figs, to work. Now we're going to deal with different shapes, says the Mishnah. If I have, let's say, a rectangular figs, then that fell into a combination of rectangular figs and circular figs, so still we allow the circular figs to be included and to combine with the rectangular figs. And if I have circular figs, then I'll allow the rectangular figs to combine as well. Again, even though they're different, even though they look different, you can distinguish and differentiate between them, because at the end of the day, they're all figs, and if we smash them together, they're going to look the same. So we allow the figs that are different than the truma to still be included in the ultimate calculation of 100-to-1 for the purpose of meduma. But says the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer Oser, Rabbi Eliezer disagrees and says no. He says that you're not allowed to combine, that if you have 50 black figs and 50 white figs, and the white figs are the ones that fell in, so the black figs are allowed to be eaten by anyone, because we know the truma was white, and the white figs can't be eaten by anyone. At the end of the day, the crops that are the same as the truma, it has to be 100 for the same. They all have to be, you have to have 100 white figs if the truma was white, you have to 100 black figs if the truma was black, in order for meduma, in order for the nullification, for the bittul to work. However, we have one more opinion, the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, a middle opinion, Rabbi Akiva Omer. And Rabbi Akiva says, Biyadua manafla, ein ma'alos zuezu. If you know for a fact that the white figs fell, the black figs fell, you know what shape it was or what color it was and so on and so forth, then you can combine the different types with each other. Because at the end of the day, whatever was different, if I had white figs that fell into black figs, so the black figs can't count towards meduma because those have the ability to be eaten still by a non-Kohen. You can eat those figs, and therefore they can't count towards the ultimate calculation of 100-to-1. However, ukeshe einu yudua ma'anafla, but if you don't know what kind of truma fell in, then ma'alos zu'azu, then you would be allowed to include and to count all of the figs together, even those that are different colors, different shapes, different sizes, and so on, because at the end of the day, as the Bar Tanura points out, a non-Kohen, you don't know what fell in, so a non-Kohen can't eat any of these figs, and if a non-Kohen can't eat any of them, then meduma works for all of them, and you would allow all of them to be included in the calculation of 100-to-1, as the Bar Tanura points out, we pass like this middle shita, this middle opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Quick review. Perek Dalet, Mishnah Zayin taught us the various measurements, the various amounts that Meduma works for, 100 to 1, 99 and a little bit to 1, 99 and a sixth to 1. Ultimately, generally, Paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, namely, it's 100 to 1, 100 times the amount of Chulin in order for Meduma to work. And then Perek Dalet discussed various cases where you have white figs that fell into black figs and so on and so forth, different mixtures where the truma is a little bit different than some of the chulin piles. And the first opinion said that you're allowed to include all of the figs, even if they're different colors, sizes, shapes, and so on, for the calculation of 100 to 1. The second opinion, Rabbi Eliezer, forbade it and said no, that whatever's the same as what as the truma, so certainly that cannot be eaten by anyone unless that's 100 to 1 ratio. But whatever's different can be eaten because that's different than the truma. And we know for a fact that the truma isn't black, so the black figs can certainly be eaten. And then we have the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, who said that if you know for a fact what type of truma fell in, then you cannot combine the different types. And in order for it to work, in order for meduma to work, in order for the 100%, 100 times to be effective, then you need to have a full combination of 100 of the same types of crops, because then we know for a fact that the Kohen is going to only be able to eat them. However, he said that if you don't know what type of truma fell in, then you would be able to combine the different types of crops, because a non-Kohen can't eat any of them, and if a non-Kohen can't eat any of them, then Meduma works, and 100 times works for all of them. Have a great day.